Matthew Charles was the first person to be released from prison thanks to the passage of the First Step Act. The act is a federal criminal reform measure. It shortens what had been mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent drug offenses. Matthew Charles was never much of an activist, but that has changed. He got out of prison in 2016, was ordered back 2 years later, and earlier this year was freed. Now the Nashville man says he wants to help other offenders who are serving long drug sentences find their freedom. Julieta Martinelli from member station WPLN sat down with Charles after his release to talk about what's next.
For more than 7 months while Matthew Charles was incarcerated at Grayson County Detention Center, Naomi Tharp was his support system. The night of his release is no different. Tharp carries a bag overflowing with items as she arrives at the prison.
Some more clothes, some jogging pants and shirt, and jacket.
When Charles went in last summer, he was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Tonight, it's cold and windy in Litchfield, Kentucky.
Matthew, come in.
Tharp walks through the metal gate to meet Charles inside. Within minutes, they come out together.
Hey, how y'all doing? All right. It's been 7 months, 234 days since I went in, and I just kept praying, kept hoping, kept believing, and this day has finally came.
And just like that, Matthew Charles is a free man, again. Charles's sentence was originally reduced after he served 21 years of a 35-year sentence for selling crack cocaine. He was out for 2 years, got a good job, began volunteering every weekend, made friends, reconnected with his family. But the government appealed his release. They said he shouldn't have gotten out because he had prior convictions that made him ineligible. Charles was forced to return to prison in 2018, something that's almost unheard of in the U.S. It caused an uproar in his community, eventually became national news, garnering the support of politicians, celebrities, and media outlets. They highlighted his religious conversion behind bars and his rehabilitation. Here's Dana Perino for Fox News.
Matthew Charles is actually a good role model to show other prisoners that are serving a sentence, like, if you get right, then you could also have a promising second chance.
Now Charles is free again as a result of the First Step Act, a new criminal justice reform law that made changes to crack cocaine guidelines retroactive for all offenders. It also allows people in prison to get out earlier for good behavior and sets aside more funding for programs. Not only is Charles one of the first beneficiaries, his lawyer, Sean Hopwood, who advocated for the bill, says he's part of the reason the law passed in the first place.
We use Matthew's story to sell lawmakers on why the First Step Act was so important, why some of these sentencing provisions lead to unjust sentences and unjust outcomes. And so Matthew's story was one of the ones that we flagged for members of Congress.
Advocates for reform pointed to the outrage provoked by Charles's return to prison, his case, and the fact that a judge wanted to release him but couldn't because of the way the law was written, was used as a cautionary tale on the repercussions of laws that are too restrictive. Charles says he's grateful lawmakers were in part inspired to pass the bill after hearing his story.
I never could understand why this was actually happening, but I kind of see the picture, not the clear picture, but I kind of see now that not only was it able to benefit and help me, but it's also able to help others in similar situations.
He also hopes his case inspires other people in prison to seek rehabilitation, knowing that positive change can also have a legal reward. Until now, Charles says there have been few incentives at the federal level to join programs aimed at reducing recidivism and preparing inmates for return to society, especially if they're serving long sentences.
It allows them to have hope. It allows them to keep their mind clear. Now they can say, I'm still going to have to do the sentence. But when I'm released from that sentence depends upon how I program, how I take advantage of the situations that lie before me.
Free from fears of returning to prison, Charles, now 52 years old, wants to help those that make it out, like him, after decades behind bars. The plan is pretty simple.
Utilize whatever opportunity lies before me to be able to help more people, because I receive a tremendous amount of help. I also wouldn't mind doing some small business ventures to be able to benefit those that are being released I would wrong them to not remember them.
Starting over isn't easy, but Charles says it makes a world of difference when someone is rooting for you. For Here and Now, I'm Julieta Martinelli in Nashville.